Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, you think about this. Paul said, made this statement. He made this statement, the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. He said, I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. I mean, think about that. How many people, you know, God's just speaking continuously, and you got to remind them of what God said. And it's like, come on, I'm believing God for what he said to me. Why do I have to remind you about what God said to you? And Paul says, I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. That's so important because God's just looking for someone that believes him. Mm-hmm. Is somebody that's not shaken by the circumstances of life or shaken by, I mean, you know, just we talk about this before, but, you know, think about it. You know, David's talking about kings are conspiring against you, God. The leaders of Israel are meeting together against you, God. And it's like, and you just laugh at them. You just, really, you're going to do this. But the people who say they have faith in God are intimidated by men who conspire against God. It's like, they're not going to win. But they may win you if you have fear, thinking that they can succeed and push over God's hand. Understand this. In the midst of all the turmoil that was going on, Paul made that declaration in Acts chapter 27, verse 25. And it wasn't like he wasn't in the palace somewhere, kicked back and relaxed. I mean, he was actually on a ship, in a storm, in chains, as a prisoner held under false pretenses, going to see the emperor, going to see Caesar. Mm-hmm. Believe me, they did not have air conditioning in ships those days. You can imagine how they were treated. And God spoke to him, and this is what he told him. He says, listen, you know, the storm's going to come, and this dude ain't listening to me. He's driving the boat. So they want to keep going. And so, but understand this, that if you stay on the boat, if you stay with the vision, if you stay in the ark, if you stay faithfully in what God said, he said, nobody's going to be lost. Nobody's going to be lost. And what they did was, originally when the storm got really bad, they started pulling the lifeboat into the ship because they say, we're about to lose the lifeboat. Mm-hmm. And how many people right now, I mean, you got like 15 lifeboats, you know what I'm saying? You're pulling it in, you got your 40 beans stored up, you got your water stored up, you got your, well, I'm not going to talk about, you know, any kind of ammunition I'm hearing some people doing. But understand, it's like, what are you doing? What happened to your faith in God and your trust in God? Are you pulling? They pulled the lifeboats in, and finally, you know, they started to get in the lifeboat at one point. And Paul said, "Listen, you got to stay with the boat. If you hold fast to what God said, then what God said is going to come to pass." He said, "I have faith in God that it'll happen just like God told me it would happen." And it's like, it ain't changing. The plan ain't changing. You know, I'm keeping my faith in God. I don't know about you. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I know what God said, and I know he's done so much already, but why not have faith in the God of the universe who holds everything together, who gave his son for you that you might be in his relationship with him, that your sins might be forgiven? Why not get into the Word of God, the Bible, bust out that 81 percentile statistics that says Christians don't even pick it up, and begin to read it and find out what God's promises are and what he tells you, and then you can say, you know what? I believe, I have faith in God that it will happen just like he told me it would. I mean, think about it. And you understand that God wants to speak to you now. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. There'll be a day that you hear the voice of the Son of Man and you shall live. Understand that. If you hadn't heard his voice yet, you need to hear his voice. It's eternally important for you to hear the voice of God. Not the voice of man, but the voice of God. God loves you individually, distinctly, and he's going to hold you personally accountable in your life. And that's why you need the cross in your life. That's why you need Jesus in your life. And I just want to share a couple of things about that, just understanding in this little bit of time we have left. You know, God has just spoken to me again and again and again. I remember when I was late in my office one particular night, and I was watching this streaming revival coming out of South Africa. And I heard this pronounced at this particular meeting, and they're talking about John G. Lake and all the things that had happened. And one statement that was made there, and this is John G. Lake statement, I believe, he says, have faith in what you see, declare what you see, and nothing will be impossible for you. When you can have faith in what you're seeing in your dreams and your visions, and you declare what you see, nothing will be impossible for you. John G. Lake started 5,000 churches. Disease would die in his hand. Remnants of his ministry is still all over the place. Christ for the Nation is a remnant. All these different things are a spiritual son started. Christ for the Nation. I mean, it's just amazing what's taking place in the context of that. But I heard that, and then so I went to sleep. It was so late, I went to sleep. And all of a sudden, the Lord woke me up and brought me back into my office around 3 o'clock in the morning, and that was just stirring my spirit. So I went back and said, I got to write that thing down. That was powerful, man. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and this looping that was looping at that point, this particular stream was looping, and at the very time God woke me up, it was the very moment as I put my pencil to the paper, and all of a sudden, I heard the words, have faith in what you see and declare what you see and nothing will be impossible for you. When you can have faith in what you are seeing in your dreams, what God is showing you in your dreams and your visions, you can declare what you see and nothing will be impossible for you. Mm. So I just want to tell you real quickly some things that I believe that it's going to happen just like God said it's going to happen. We are going to go through some very difficult times, but God is going to bring us through it. It's going to be the greatest days the church has ever seen. This is going to be the greatest harvest the church has ever seen. It's not going to be because of your great preaching. It's because God prepared their hearts to come in. You need to get prepared for the harvest that's coming. There will be stadiums filled with those that are crying out and waiting on God, wanting to hear the Lord, waiting for the next man or woman of God to be able to share what's on their heart. There will be apostolic hubs and outposts established throughout the world, including the nation of America. And they'll be key to releasing this message of the kingdom of God and its government to the next generation. The greatest outpouring the world has ever seen is going to come to pass in power. The fear of the Lord is going to be so present amongst the church, the world, who once didn't, are going to begin to fear coming amongst the number of the church again. And this false and the true, is going to become so distinctively different that the church, believers, are going to easily tell the difference in great things, great harvest, great power, great holiness, and a major difference between the church and the world is coming, but with it, persecution. Prepare yourself. The Lord, raise your faith. Be like Paul and don't be shaken because your ship is being shaken. Don't be shaken because your nation's being shaken. Get bold. Cry out for boldness and say, dear God, I believe what you said is true. And it's going to be coming to pass. I agree with you, God. Let it be to me according to your word. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.